I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
A really solid weekend in college football gets started today with Nebraska and Illinois tonight. Those are a matchup of number 22 versus number 24 in Lincoln. And this is proof. Well, first of all, Matt Rhule, congrats to you, man. Like we thought he was dead in the water at Carolina, right?
Second year effect from Matt Rhule is happening in Lincoln.
Did the same thing at Baylor, second year. Did the same thing at Temple, second year. And now doing the same thing at Nebraska. He's got a quarterback in Raiola. And they have canceled classes for the day in Lincoln.
Whoa.
They're back. You know they're back, and it's a big game.
Tolo Roy Smith says, go Big Red.
Go Big Red. There you go. You know it's a big game, and they're back when they cancel classes so the students and stuff can go and pregame for this one. And they're going to, and this is a good matchup here. A fringe. Neither one of them is going to make the playoff, I don't think. They would have to. I mean, obviously, if you win the Big Ten, you're going to be in. But they're going to have enough losses. But these are two teams that I would want to face Nebraska next year. I think they're going to be really, really good. The big one tomorrow night is Oklahoma and Tennessee. College game day is in Norman. This is a massive one. This is the Josh Heupel revenge game. He was fired by OU as their OC. Goes on to be a head coach at Central Florida and now at Tennessee. And he's got, I mean, his offense is crazy. This is the largest home dog Oklahoma has been since 1998. They are 6-2 in their last 8 home games against the spread.
And what is it?
7. And 7.5, depending on where you found it. I saw it at 7 yesterday, but it was -120. I actually took an alternate line of 7.5 so I could get even money on it. So I didn't have to pay any juice. So it's one of those things where you could either take the juice if you want to, but I decided not to.
Choppy will be celebrating that as part of his birthday. By the way, a couple of other Tolos have said, throw me into the party with Peyton and RJ celebrating today. Tony's Summer's son, happy birthday. And Kyle's wife, Lydia, happy birthday as well.
And Tolo Nick. Nick and Huckabee has come up and said it's his birthday as well. So that's everybody, the 20th, man. I had no idea it was so big.
What are your expectations for Tennessee right now this year?
Playoff.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, I think that at the way they've started the year, this is clearly a playoff team based on the first 3 games. Now, granted, they've played 2 trash teams and then NC State, who is a middle-of-the-road, top half ACC, but middle-of-the-road team. They beat them 51-10.
Tennessee has gone from 20-1 to 12-1 to win it all from Bet Online. Ohio State is the new favorite, slightly ahead of Georgia. Florida State and 12 other teams have been taken off the board. Florida State has already gone under their win total.
Yeah, they were the first team to clinch the under. That's interesting, though, that you said that Georgia is second. Texas is now the favorite to win the SEC.
Ooh.
So I saw that yesterday. They're the favorite to win the SEC. They're both in plus money. They're plus 210. Georgia's like plus 220. Very, very small favorite. But I think that has to do with the fact that that game is going to be in Austin, the Georgia versus Texas game. Now, they'll meet up again, right? They would meet up again in Atlanta.
Right now, I got Ohio State at 7-2. They move down. Georgia at 18-5. Texas at, I don't know why the arrow is moved down. It says arrow move down category for Ohio State. I would have thought they moved up past Georgia. Either way, it was 7-2. Georgia 18-5. Texas 5-1. Bama 9-1, Oregon 10-1, Ole Miss 12-1, Tennessee Vols, RJ Choppy 12-1. Is this good enough value yet for the Longhorns of 5-1?
I think it's great value. Yeah, I think it's great value. You have, Quinn's going to come back and be the quarterback. He's the Heisman. By the way, you can get Quinn right now at 18-20-1 of the Heisman. I think that
5 days ago, I had him here off the board.
Yeah, and now he's back. So there's a lot of places where he's back on the board. BetMGM, he's back on the board.
Arch is starting this weekend.
Arch has been announced to start for this weekend, but they don't think Quinn's injury is like that
major.
Major. So you're telling me that you're going to have the guy who was the favorite 6 days ago, Now you'll be able to get him at 18-20-1.
Well, you're going to have to factor in how much they're going to punish for two games out. Are his stats going to have to catch up? And are they going to have to be that much better than whoever else in order to win it missing these games?
That's true. The thing, though, that I think separates him is...
Because these are two stat-eater games with Louisiana Monroe.
Absolutely.
I think they're... What are they, a favorite? 30?
42.5, 44.5, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of points.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Thanks. Thanks, Pepe.
But think of it this way. So he has... Quinn's going to be... He's going to be back for the Georgia game on October 19th. That is going to be one of the most watched football games, if not the most watched football game of the year. There's a good chance it's at worst 1-3. It might be 1-2. And it's going to be the most watched game of the year. And if he goes out there and he puts up a huge game in front of all those Heisman voters, do they care about Louisiana Monroe? Then you've got the SEC championship game that he'll play in eventually. So I think it's still his to lose. I am all over that number.
Cam Ward is once again the favorite, though.
And he's been great.
From Miami. 4-1. Milroe, 6-1. Jackson Dart, who apparently did his girlfriend dirty. Go look up that story. 7-1. Then you have your boy from Tennessee.
Nico, I'm a believer.
9-1. Dylan Gabriel, Oregon. And then Arch Manning at 14-1. This was as of a few days ago.
Number 11, USC is at number 18, Michigan. Michigan's not very good right now. I'm sorry, Derek. They're moving. They changed quarterbacks. They got Orgy in there. Nope. Miller Moss shooting up Heisman boards for USC.
Orgy.
I really think that Moss is a nice player. I think it's a fool's bet to bet on him for the Heisman. There's too many other good quarterbacks out there that are going to be ahead of him to win it. They're a year away, but they are going to wind up being one of those teams that might sneak in to the playoff as well. You got a huge one in Stillwater. Utah and Oklahoma State. There's some Cam Rising, the quarterback of Utah. There's some injury news with him and concerns. This, I think, is the two best teams in the conference, along with Kansas State. Both are ranked, all three of them are ranked 12, 13, and 14. They're all bang, bang, bang. So one is in the playoffs. You know that. The other one likely is as well. You might get to get two teams in. It's a two-bid league if there's no upsets. I'm going to do an upset special here this weekend. Be on lookout, Miami at South Florida. That's a night game. The students, this is the largest student ticket request game in the history of South Florida's program. They are breaking records. This place is going to be a madhouse. There's going to be a lot of Cane fans. But Miami is... They start ACC play next week, and it's a short week for them. They're going to want to get in and out of this game. This is a trap. It's a 17-point spread. It's a trap game. I am all over South Florida this game. The weather, I checked the weather, unlike Dion. And
I hope it rains on Colorado.
Oh, I know.
I hope it just rained in the forecast. I'm not trying to be literal. I am trying to be literal. I'm not trying to be figurative. I hope it rains at the Colorado game just for that fight with the reporter.
Yeah. So, but and that's, I don't know that USF's going to win, but it's going to be a tight, tight game. They were down 14-13 at Alabama 2 weeks ago, USF was. Now, Bama winds up winning that game like 42-16, but it was 14-13 entering the fourth quarter. This is not going to be a cakewalk, I don't believe, for Miami, and especially if they get that late afternoon Florida rain. So keep an eye on that one.
College football kegger with RJ Choppy here on 105.3 The Fan.
Is Deion Sanders the next head coach of Florida State? He is the favorite right now to take over Florida State. I don't think they're getting rid of Norvell. And has Deion done anything at Colorado that would warrant a step up?
Well, I guess you could just ask if you're an AD if the notoriety and all the talk segments are worth it. Because he has done that. That you cannot dispute. I'm wrong about his success. I think I'm going to be wrong about his future success. And with the in the spirit of Bassett listening right now, I agree with him. I don't think Deion Sanders is coaching after his boys leave or after Shador leaves. I don't think so.
I agree.
And I would not hire Deion Sanders right now anyway. No way.
I agree. I don't think I would either. Listen, at Colorado, the notoriety is worth it. They were a nothing program. Yep. Nobody came to the games. They were 1-11.
They've won. This has been a successful hire for them.
For Colorado, yeah. It hasn't been a successful run for Deion because he hasn't won.
Yes, for Colorado, though. Financial impact, the news, the attention, the stories. I think it's a win.
We've seen more of Colorado on TV in the last 15 games than we saw since 1990.
They force you to talk about them.
Florida State, I think, is too proud of a program to sell out for some clicks. Like, they're a good program. I don't think they're going to go down that road.
And I'm giving Norvell, you know, next year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he might be gone after this year. Not this year, but after next year. This is a punt year. The NIL and the transfer portal has shown.
Oh, is this supposed to be a punt year when you got your quarterback coming back?
No, they did lose a lot of... Oh, he didn't have the quarterback coming back. Jordan Travis was the quarterback.
Jordan Travis, that's right.
They lost the quarterback, and then they went in the transfer portal and got DJ. And that was a mistake. They should have gone and just stuck with the backups they had or get somebody else. They didn't, and that was a huge mistake, and it's going to maybe cost him. I don't know. Speaking of quarterbacks, I saw this. The five biggest quarterback problems in college football. And I don't know if this is a Dallas Cowboys situation here, but they have the Texas Longhorns as one of the teams with the biggest quarterback problems in the country. They got Michigan on there, Notre Dame, Florida State, obviously, Kentucky. And then they write Texas. And they're like, having two of the five best quarterbacks in the country is a problem because it's a good problem. And I'm like, what?
Man, okay. I feel like, and I personally, as a sports fan, want to see Arch. And I wanted to see Arch at the beginning of this year. I think we've gone way overboard in disrespecting Quinn Ewers and him getting his job back and analyzing what the Longhorns are with him at quarterback. We're talking about the number one team in the country and a legit national player. And we're just like, no, because his last name is Manning, he can be just as good.
Yeah,
I mean, offense doesn't change, no drop-off whatsoever. The title odds don't change. I think now, and I'm not like the biggest believer. I'm not in yours in the National Football League yet. I haven't seen like wow factor when watching him play, but now I think we've gone the other way with disrespect.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't think there's any question. Manning has a higher ceiling than Quinn. I think that's what it is. Manning, theoretically, I mean, he's going to go into next year. Him and Raiola and Nico and Miller Moss will be your four Heisman number one guys going into next year. He'll be the number one pick in the draft, most likely, or right there in the conversation with it. And I don't think Quinn will be in the conversation for the overall number one pick. That's just the difference. But the disrespect of Quinn is pretty high right now. Like, Arch had a great game against UTSA. It was still UTSA. Quinn Ewers went into Michigan, a tough place to play, and had a tremendous game. Would Arch have done that in the same situation? I don't know. I mean, he's never played a road game in college football, a major road game. So I don't know. Is it a problem to have? Sure. Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Wonderful. The Arkansas Athletic Director, Sean, is asking for donations, basically to pay the NIL. They have two people in the state of Arkansas to give them money, Walmart and Jerry Jones. But he proposed an easy solution to Arkansas fans.
Breaking news, by the way, Joel Embiid 3 for $193 in Philadelphia.
That's like $64.5 million.
3 for $193. Breaking news on the Fan presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
He says, if we could get 10,000 homes across the state of Arkansas to give $100 a month all year long, we would be in the NIL game from a football perspective.
See what y'all started.
It's that simple. Yeah, I know. That's right. We all started. Now everybody's going to go door to door asking. Like, this guy, this is Arkansas, dude. Hunter, you're a check, the AD. You got Walmart and Jerry Jones, and then the rest of your state collectively has, like, six teeth, a boat slip, and a sister cousin. And you're going to go out there and ask for $100 a month from 10,000 people? Come on, man. What are we doing? You ain't got that. Go ask Walmart. Go ask Jerry Jones for some cash.
And then in honor of Bobby, he wanted to play some biscuits that came from the world of college football the other day.
Yeah, guys, number 3 Ohio State is hosting Marshall tomorrow in Columbus. And so, you know, the question's always got to be asked. When you have these little dog schools facing big dogs, the question has to be asked to the head coach, how are you going to beat these guys? Or are you going to beat these guys? And so this is Marshall head coach Charles Huff poking a little fun on how he thinks he's going to get Ohio State players to transfer to Marshall and beat them.
I feel good about the track we're on. Trust me, I know where we are, but I feel good about the track we're on, and I feel good about the players we have. Would love to have some of those guys from Ohio State too. So if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tudor's Biscuit NIL all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tudor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day if you transfer here.
You want your players eating all you can eat biscuits? And what are Tudor's Biscuits? Yesterday, I got the education from the Tolos that spaghetti and catfish is a legit thing to try. And now I need the education on Tudor's Biscuits and what they actually are. That is an RJ Choppy happy birthday edition of the College Football Kegger on DFW Sports Station. Bobby is out with Strep. We have the commercial-free expressway next with a Cowboys-Ravens edition of High Low right here on 105.3 The Fan. No celebration from you on the High Low. Very disappointing. Oh, man.